We have several closing resolutions before us. The first resolution is related to interim expenses. And so in order, if there are some interim travel expenses for members, that is Senate Resolution 14. You've got all these in your packet. This allows us to have expenses authorized in the interim.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of Senate Resolution 14.
Thank you. Senator Senjum moves Senate 14.
We do have to ask.
Senator Senjum moves that Senate Resolution 14 as a, be introduced as a Senate resolution on behalf of the Committee on Rules and Administration. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Members, the next is a memo that you have on per diem, mileage, lodging, and travel expenses. If you want to look that over, there's been no changes at this point, but to all chairs, all committees, all members, we'll be very cautious in any of this, given the situation. Members, just as a note, there, as you recall, at the beginning of session, we had done an out-of-state travel ban, and that is referenced on this on the back of the memo. So just so you – any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Michelle.
Just, again, to be clear, so members and staff, this is not the end of this discussion on – Senate budget and expenses, and depending on how things are resolved in the next days, we may have to come back and revisit all kinds of expenses and limits and caps, and that would be appropriate.
Agreed. Absolutely, Senator Michelle. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then I would need a motion that the memo on per diem, mileage, lodging, and travel expenses be adopted.
And Madam Chair,
Senator Bach?
This is consistent with where we've been in the past.
This is consistent with the change in the out-of-state travel and then also the $86 per day, the reduction in the per diem.
Okay.
Chair.
Senator Lemmer.
I have a question on constituent service mileage. With higher gas prices, if there, I see that you're following the current IRS rate for now. If that changes, does this change or does it remain at 51 cents until we make an acknowledgement of what we recognize?
And we'll have Ms. Lunzer answer that question, if that's all right, Senator Lemmer.
Yes, Madam Chair, Senator Lemmer, that is correct. And with the rising gas prices, I can't believe that we're not going to see an increase. We get notified from MMB, Minnesota Management and Budget, and then we also get notified from government audit standards when it increases, and we just know it's going to be with probably within another month. It's at 51 cents now. It was at 50 last interim. So we do see an increase coming. And as soon as we find out as far as fiscal, we will send out a memo to our staff and our members.
So, Madam Chair.
Senator Lemmer.
So 52 cents might be on the horizon.
I would see it going higher, Senator, from the gas prices. Just a thought.
Senator Cohn.
And, Madam Chair, on the out-of-state travel, so that's an absolute prohibition for the next year or until January 7th?
Until January, let's see. Beginning January 7th.
Yes.
And it's for 1 year. Correct, Senator Cohn. Further discussion?
I renew the motion.
Okay. Senator Lemmer moves that the memo on per diem mileage, lodging, and travel expenses be adopted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. The next, this is a concurrent resolution, members, with the House. And this is regard to our start time for the next session. And as you say, we're setting the date of the first meeting as Tuesday, January 24th, 2012. Senator Cohn.
Yeah, Madam Chair, if I can just inquire. I had heard just loose talk about a later date of early March or something, and it was more hallway talk than anything else. Mm-hmm. But why January 24th as opposed to February or whatever?
Yeah. There's a couple thoughts. Next year's session will need to be necessarily short, and we'll be budgeting for a shorter session, obviously. The early start was kind of two-pronged. There's a potential, if necessary, to do some work, I think, on redistricting. There was some conversation about that. Leaves an option on the table. We don't know what will happen with that now that we have a veto letter on that bill. But also, I think it would be very good if we can. We would intend to be very disciplined in this, and we'd like to get out early. In the past, there was a time where they used to get out by Easter, and I think with some discipline, we could meet that.
I remember those days.
Those were great days.
Those were great days, Senator Cohen. Well, and the weather, would you rather be here in January or May?
Madam Chair.
Well, given this winter.
Senator Michelle.
Madam Chair, without discipline, what time will it be?
Senator Langseth, with discipline.
Yeah, with
discipline. I'm going to guess, Madam Chair, I'm not sure anyone will have this immediately, but if they could follow up. Do we know the date of the February forecast? Because that will be an important date for 2012 and our deliberations. I mean, this current date would allow, it's always, you think, first week?
Senator Cohen, isn't it always like a day or two on either side of March 1st?
Yeah,
so it's really a March forecast.
It's the end of February. It's the end of February, so.
Might as well call it a March forecast.
Well, I'm sure. It used to be where it was, you know, like February 28th or February 27th, and now it's been March 1st. So it's somewhere around there.
Further discussion?
Madam Chair?
Senator Bach?
Do we know what the date of Easter is? Please tell me, like, March 15th.
No. Senator Bach, not so optimistic. I believe it's April 9th. April 8th.
So we would go out over Passover before that, so we'd look at April 3rd or something would be the thought, something like that.
When I was looking, I think the shortest session that we found was 8 or 9 weeks in the off year. We would not be quite there. But. Senator Bach?
Madam Chair, I just want to express to Senator Michelle that he shouldn't feel too bad that Governor Dayton vetoed his bill. Governor Plenty vetoed many of mine. So you'll get over it.
Three plenty?
What I would need is a motion
I had plenty vetoing mine.
All right, members. Senator Fischbach moves that SC8 as be moved as a Senate concurrent resolution on behalf of the Committee on Rules and Administration. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. Finally, members, before us we have the revisers bill. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Everyone knows the Senate file or the technical revisers bill, or technical corrections bill. The revisers bill we've already done on the floor. But the corrections bill comes at the end of the session, and it reviews technical corrections, cross-references, grammatical errors, any other drafting oversights or omissions. And as you know, there's a form that goes around. We ask everyone if they catch anything to bring a form similar to this, explaining the change, as well as who's requesting it. Senator Latz will be helping with that, and Representatives Kelly and Simon. And we're all ready to go, but we need to get the appropriate announcements out. Let it fly.
Senator Limmer, do you have any amendments at this time?
I do not.
Further discussion on the corrections bill? If not, then...
Well, one question I do did
Senator
have.
Limmer.
I had it myself. This is the first time I ever carried a corrections bill. So is that due at the end of this year or the end of next year?
Please join the table.
Madam Chair and members, Senator Limmer, this is the corrections bill for mistakes or errors that are found in bills that are being that are passed in the 2011 session, this session. And typically what we would do is hold this bill until the last day of session. So typically it would be done on Monday the 23rd. And there would be a delete everything amendment prepared by Paul Marinac from the reviser's office with any corrections to bills that were passed in this session.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Limmer, do you want to move then?
Yes, I'll move Senate File Number 1420. Be recommended to pass and
Senator
move
Limmer.
To the floor.
Move to the floor. Senator Limmer has made the motion. Senate File 1420 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. And members, that completes our work. Thank you so much for getting down here so quickly. Rules is adjourned.
Woohoo.